This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Salon.com staff voted to join the Writers Guild of America East when 100% of its 26-person staff signed to join the union and asked for recognition. Ship, the on-demand mailing and package assist company, said it will change all of its workers from contractor status to part or full-time employees. The company has hundreds of couriers in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, and will open soon in Chicago. BBC is cutting 1,000 jobs to deal with a serious funding shortfall based on the migration of viewers from watching television sets to watching on live stream and mobile devices. BBC is funded on a per-set charge worth a couple hundred dollars a year. Less sets means less money. Malaysian investigators have scrutinized a controversial government investment fund and traced nearly $700 million of deposits into what they believe are personal accounts of Malaysia Prime Minister Najib Razak. Internal study puts only 23.9% of CIA staff as minorities and only 10% of senior leadership. World Health Organization says the greatest increases in access to sanitation are in Vietnam, Nepal, Pakistan, Cambodia, and Paraguay. Great gains in access to water are Cambodia, Mali, Malawi, Paraguay, and Ethiopia. Oklahoma courts are allowing people to sue for earthquake and other damages from fracking. 30,000 federal inmates have come forward in response to the administration's call for clemency applications. Migrant Justice began organizing Vermont's 1,500 migrant dairy workers in 2009 after one worker was dragged into dairy machinery and strangled by its own clothing. The group is demonstrating at Ben & Jerry's, a progressive ice cream maker, to win support to help persuade other ice cream, yogurt, and milk companies to adopt its Milk with Dignity goals. Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Alabama lead the U.S. in the number of prisoners per 1,000 population. Walmart has expanded its Fair Food program beyond Florida, requiring tomato suppliers in Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia to comply. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.